something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on Andrea and Them.
It's friggin' ladies' night at Sugar Daddy's and Mississauga, Laramie. You're friggin' coming with. Laramie, guess who's friggin' home with her HST check? I got off early, pure later, so I got my HST check. It's ladies' night at Sugar Daddy's. Let's go rearrange our shorts and have a dance.
How's it going there, Andrea? I'm a little tired. I probably didn't sleep enough last night. Am I, I guess, what's this? What kind of concert? What is a show? We're gonna play music?
Stay with the tour, Big Wheel. I said I got my HST check and it's ladies' night, Sugar Daddies, and you come with me. We're gonna get up and rearrange your shorts.
All right. I'm in.
According to the website, it's a club in Mississauga with a massive dance floor and DJ spinning dance hall, hip hop, and R&B.
Well, I don't know if you're feeling that, Andrea.
If you're feeling right frisky, they have curtained off VIP areas.
Oh, Andrea, you're crazy.
A drink and a dance never hurt you, Laramie. Put on your skinniest jeans. Let's go out.
All right. Why are you playing this in the car, Andrea?
Because it's my pump-up jam. Every time I want to friggin' roll the windows down and go on, or I roll the windows down and crank this jam and just yell out the window, look out, boys, I'm coming for you.
I'm going to keep my head down.
It does kind of put me in a bad mood today because I got the power bill and it ain't pretty.
Can you turn it down at least?
Them amplifiers you got, how much power do they draw? Because our bill went up $6 in 2 months.
Oh, man. How long is this drive?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Keep asking how long it's going to take is not making it any shorter. Get your head in the game. Let's blow off some steam. Let's lance the boil attention. And have a good night. Larry, what are you doing with your flip phone?
I'm done. I'm turning this song off. We're here. Let's get into this place. What's the name of this place? Sugar Daddy's?
Hand me that phone, you frigger. You're on the Tinders.
No, I'm not. No,
you're friggin' on Tinders. I can see it.
I am not.
The only Tinder I'm interested in is a friggin' bartender. Let's get in the club.
Okay, let's get in the club. All right. Nice shirt, by the way, Andrea.
You can tell when you go in the club, whatever jam they're playing is the one that's going to set the tone for the night. Do you got your $6 cover?
I do.
Hold my purse. I'm going right for the D floor, bitch.
Oh, come on. I got to get a drink first.
Check your coat and settle down, will you? Michael Jackson's. It doesn't matter if he was black or white. Can the frigger ever sing? I like
Andrea,
how I'm Sugar Daddy's plural. Like I can look for all sorts of them.
Take it easy with those girls over there, Andrea.
Laramie, I need you to be like Chum to bring the sharks circling. If they think I'm taken, they'll come right aboard me like a pirate.
Oh, take it easy. Oh my. What are you doing with that girl?
I'm snacking it up, flipping it, rub it down. Give me some space, will you?
Oh my goodness.
Laramie, I've never seen somebody so stiff in a turtleneck. You wouldn't hurt you to loosen up a bit. Let's do a shot. What do you want to do, one of them B-52s?
Oh, man,
hold on, we're not leaving the D floor now.
Oh, man, I hate this song.
I'm going to kick off my shoes. Will you keep an eye on them so they don't go away?
Oh, no. Take it easy with those people out there.
If it was the last size 12 they had to pay less. I don't want them growing legs.
I'm just going to stand here by the bar.
Yeah, stand around. That's well, last time I checked, that works great if you want to pick something up. Everybody likes a dude who stands around. Let's get out. You're so stiff. Oh, my God, your shoulders. You're right stiff. Loosen up, will you?
How's my hair look, Andrea?
Just put your hands on my hips and let's grind right quick. It doesn't even mean anything. Just Eiffel Tower me, because that guy's looking at me, and I want to make him right jealous.
Oh, man, I cannot handle this song, seriously.
Hey, Mr. DJ, can I put in a request?
No!
That's the jam right there. Holy frig, they're playing my jams.
Man, what is it, this place?
Just
it's stuck
put your
in the
hands
90s.
On my hips
because
they don't lie, bud. I love Shaq. I think she's great.
Oh, this is not my kind of music. I could use some punk rock.
Well, not everybody likes that yelling stuff. Some people want to feel right romantic.
I didn't know you could dance like that there, Andrea.
Guess what I read on the internet? If you look right in somebody's eyes for 20 seconds, you can get to know them better than you can in 10 conversations. Look at me. Put your hands on my hips and look at me. Jeremy, did you grab Laramie? Did you grab my cigarettes from the freezer?
Oh, man.
I wouldn't mind having two blows of a dart.
I can't dance anymore. That's it. I'm can't handle this.
Oh, it's right. It's a slow one, too.
Why are you looking at me like that, Andrea?
What? I'm not.
What?
I have two lazy eyes. Spread like off. That. Don't draw attention to it. Do you like Sade? You don't gotta maul me like a bear cub. You can just dance like a normal person. Do you see that guy over there in the shaker knit sweater? He's burning a hole in my arse with his eyes.
Okay, I can't handle looking at that anymore.
Well, let's go outside for two blows of a dart then. See if we can get some bumsies going. They probably get speakers out in the patio. I'm sweating like friggin' Bill Cosby.
What a crazy night.
Oh, it's just getting started. Holy frig, they're playing our song.
Oh, Andrea.
Glaremy, get over here and give us a quick hug. Doesn't mean nothing.
Oh, man.
Wow. That was almost the length of the first act of an actual sitcom episode.
I couldn't hear a word you said, but it was, I would just throw in laughs whenever I found. How about this?
These are a quick Google search of Mississauga nightclubs yields. There's one called Circus, C-I-R-Q-U-S.
Yeah.
There's one called Atmosfera. It's a spacious Italian restaurant and lounge. There's Midway Invader. There's Caribbean Oasis. There's Body English. And there's My Apartment. But half Sugar Daddy's is a real one.
Half of them sound like strip clubs.
I know. Caribbean Queen.
Andrea just getting right into things on a Friday night.
This is why I love her. She's so not threatened or threatening. And she's very comfortable in her own skin.
Yes.
She's not feeling sorry for herself, and that's a really nice quality.
She's got no reason to feel sorry for herself is the thing.
Well, and deep down, Laramie probably loves it because he probably stayed by himself and brooded all the time before she moved in.
And I forgot that the Circle Jerks are an actual band, so he's got to change his name.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Band. So there's an actual – he gets a cease and desist.
Yeah,
so
right.
He has to – he changed his name to The Burnt Hair.
Oh, The Burnt Hair is a good name. I thought you were going to say he has so much dough, he just paid the Circle Jerks to go away.
No, because it's just the worst band ever anyway.
Daddy's is closed today.
It is?
Yeah, it's closed. Well, this is Wednesday. It's closed. Oh,
the hump day. You can't get into things at the Sugar Daddy?
Sugar Daddy's.
Remember this commercial?
And the best part is...
Oh, hold on. Sorry. Go finish with what you're
saying. The best part is it's D-A-D-D-Y-S. It's not even the correct pluralization.
Maybe they didn't
want to. What commercial?
Remember this classic commercial from the 90s?
Well, people don't see the real me, right? They just see my acne problem. People think that I eat too many chocolate bars or that I don't wash my face. Yeah, I tried many things. I've tried everything, but just nothing works. My brother says I'll probably grow out of it, but I don't think so, no. It's hard to believe now that it will actually go away.
What a sin. That? Why don't I remember that?
You don't remember the kid with the chocolate bars line?
No.
Oh, that'll chocolate. Go across.
People assume I eat chocolate bars. Do you know what jam I thought for sure might be on Andrea's Freaking Dance With Me, Larry jams?
What?
This one. Freaking Dance With Me, Larry. This here's my jam box. Let's see, shake what your mother gave you. Who's that buffalo on the street with his hands in his pockets talking about feet? That's a great jam, and I will stand behind it to this day.
Aren't you changing two jams there? Weren't you doing Buffalo Stance with I Got the Power?
No, that was just Buffalo Stance.
Oh, but you were doing it. Weren't you playing I Got the Power?
Yous are looking good in every way. She sings a Kate Brown.
Yous are looking good.
Yous are looking good in every way. Let me dance with me. I got them pants that are right stretchy.
Just
put your hands
them.
Around my waist. Let's get a drink. Blow up this place.
Changing
deep down,
the
Laramie loves her, but not in that way.
Changing the words to lewd lines every single time.
Yeah. Freaking put your hands, but not down there.
Super
took me two
dirty.
Hours to curl my hair. Hey, I wanted to tell you something. Remember last week I was talking about Mackie and how Mackie, Return of the Map, came to look at my trailer. And he was a Kijiji jerk. He was a Kijiji jerk.
For sure.
But I want to tell you about Lloyd, who might be Andrea's dad. Because I just bought a tow dolly to tow behind the RV so we could pull a car when we're going places.
Nice.
And Lloyd is from Cape Breton. And he was such a bud. He met me halfway. He hauled it down. I met him in a parking lot in Antigonish. And he forgot to give me the straps, or I forgot to get them, because you have to tie the tires down to the trailer.
Yeah.
So Lloyd felt right bad and emailed me and said, I forgot to give you the straps. I'm going to be going through on the 11th of June. I'll come bring them to you, or I can put them on the bus beforehand. The reason Lloyd was such a bud is because when he came, we were getting ready to go to PEI to go camping, and he helped me hook the car on for the first time with this new trailer. But the thing that was so Cape Breton and awesome about Lloyd is, first of all, he didn't have to help me do that. Mm-hmm. But the second thing is, he knows his way around an F-bomb unlike anyone I've ever met. Because,
really?
Yeah, I was like, so how does it work? And he said, fuck, if I know.
Oh, every
like,
single word.
You know,
word.
That kind of swallowed it. Fuck, if I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that on right? I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
His teeth were over his bottom lip on the F. Like it was that.
Is that like
fuck.
That's the new Glasgow? Fuck.
Yeah, Mike Smith lets those go.
Yeah, for sure.
The hardcore ones. But this was Cape Breton. And people from Cape Breton get an automatic bod buy because they are buds.
For
but the
sure.
reason I bring it up is because the Mackie experience was a bad one, but Kijiji is also an awesome place.
Yes.
To sell things, and most people that do business on there are awesome. And it was worth it to tell the Mackie story just to see the pictures and stuff that people sent in afterwards. Yes. Return of the Mac.
There was a return of the Mac. So everybody kept saying I was rolling coins the whole episode. I don't know
what was that?
Did you hear that?
No, I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I listened to it, but I didn't hear it, so I didn't listen close. It's some people saying it's going into their earbuds, this coin flips.
I love how people assume, like, when it sounds bad, it's me, but something like rolling coins, people just assume it was you.
Yeah.
Why is that?
That ain't no roll of quarters, baby. Hey, that line on the dance floor?
Crunch.
that ain't no roll of quarters, baby. Crunch.
That's a roll of dimes.
I done got a gun down there.
Crunch.
Come on, baby. I'm paying you by the hour. Dance with me. Crunch.
When was the last time you danced in a club?
Me? Yeah. Oh, man. I'm not much of a fan of the dancing.
What do you mean?
So, years.
I don't dance. You won't sing.
I was the kid that had a real problem at the dance just because of dancing.
Yeah, but when Love Bites by Def Leppard came on, you'd slow dance to that, right?
Love Eats.
The list.
Hey, that we were talking about that Nickelback song. It is Billy Gibbons, apparently, is the voice.
Wow.
Yeah, which is really kind of sad because Billy Gibbons is badass. But whatever.
I know, but I just like to know how that went down. Who thought it was a good idea?
That's what Chad does. He calls you up, like when he called me up for the Hero video. It's just like, you know, that's what he does.
Okay, so
I remember that Hero video. Freaking, I got more recognized in like Europe and places from that than anything I did with the band. Some kids like, "You're the bloke from the Hero video," like that. "Hey, Mom, it's the bloke from the Hero video." And you sign something for him. He's like, "Blasted OLP, what the you're not Nickelback."
And in Greece, they thought it was Hero. So when Chad Kroeger calls, what does he say? Like, "Hey, it's the Krogs." Like, what does he call himself?
He's like, "I got $10,000 in a left pocket for you. Could come on down and do some sessions with me." Like, it's a song always. Every time he's call you,
he didn't say.
Sends you a song like he writes.
But does he say it's Chad?
"It's Chad on the line. I don't want to talk. Just come on down and we'll have a ball."
He speaks in a rhyming couplet. Yeah.
"Maybe you can come to me about 2 or 3 a day." "Matt Cameron couldn't make the session, but he did only play in the album version. Spider-Man soundtrack."
He goes into such deep detail.
"Got a couple of days off next week. You can come on down and do a session with me."
Does he refer to himself as the Krogs or Chad? Or are you supposed to know who it is when you say hello?
Oh, no, it's just singing. It's always been.
"Hey, Jeremy, I need you for 2 whole days. Going on a speed dial, some anyway."
It's all polished song, big super polished rock.
Or imagine he's singing rock star to you, like the pitches, "And we'll hang out in the coolest bars."
Like he's like trying Willy Wonka, like he's saying it, like painting it all out for him.
And you're like, "Chad, that's Rockstar. I've heard the song. You're just saying that we'll do the stuff that's in the song Rockstar."
Oh, man.
Do you know what I can't get out of my head this week?
He's a nice guy. He's just
I know you always say that about the Fru.
Yeah.
The
Krogs?
The Krogs. I have the Fru in my head because I was thinking of, for some reason I get little earworms in my head And all I could think of this week was Alan Frew rapping. A tisket, a task, all the tip for top with anybody who's talking this shit, that shit, Chris, go crack, crack, you can get your ass kicked. Worse than a little limp biscuit bounced down to the movie. You can get stopped by Ubi, your 36-year-old ball-headed air bloomy. Why is Frew doing Eminem on an endless loop in my head?
What is up with that?
I don't know. You don't know me. Let go. It's over. Nobody listen to techno.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
I've created a monster because nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shitty. I'm short liver. Well, if you want Shitty, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor, some vodka that'll kickstart your heart quicker than a shot when I shot the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating, when I'm rocking the table while he's operating. You waited this long, now stop debating because I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating. '76 trombones led the big parade. We'll take a break on TNT. More to come. Don't go away.
Where's my beer chair?
We're back.
Want to play a game?
Yes.
Let's play a game.
A new game.
A new game.
It feels like in the early going, we made up a game like Hit the Post, and then we played it a few times. I feel like the last several weeks, we're in make up a game and play it once kind of mode, which is thrilling.
But this, let's spice this game up with an old game.
Okay.
So, what do you want to call the game? It's a game where you guess what a Canadian celebrity would do in another life or another. They look like they do something. Basically.
If they weren't a celebrity.
Yes.
So it's called blank looking mask.
Blank looking mask.
Like if they didn't, if they weren't, like for example, we'll give each other a name. And you have to say, if they weren't a celebrity, they're like a blank-looking mask, like they'd work at such and such a place.
Yeah, like Louis Del Grande is a librarian-looking mask.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right? Exactly. And there's no wrong answer.
No.
But I really want to take time and get them right.
It's a feel thing. It's like whatever it feels like they would be doing.
Yeah.
And for bonus, we'll throw out if they're on the darts or not.
Oh, okay. That's really good.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start with David Cronenberg. David Cronenberg. We know
David
the Silver
Cronenberg
Fox.
David Cronenberg is an ad agency looking mouth.
He totally is.
Right?
Yes.
He's the guy who would say stuff like, we're just blue skying here, guys, but what if, and I'm just riffing. He uses phrases like riffing and spritzing and blue skying and what's our North Star on this
one. And he likes to say this, what you're saying isn't working with me.
Right.
Right? It's not working for me right now, what you're saying.
And he speaks in questionese.
Yes.
Do I think this will work? Yeah. Do I think we can do better? Probably. Am I willing to put in the hours? Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
He looks like Anthony Bourdain when he's at lunch, big all fancy.
He is a Bourdain looking mask.
He is a Bourdain looking mask.
He's a BLM for sure.
Okay.
What other BLMs can you think of? Bourdain looking masks.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Jeff Goldblum, if he was a little more salt and pepper, could be a Bourdain looking mask.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, here's your first one.
No, on the darts, David Cronenberg.
Oh. I think he's one a day like a vitamin.
He's a vitamin dart.
One a day, only when shooting, only at rap, only one. What do you think? Cronenberg on the darts or no?
I would agree with that. One.
I love that this game is a twofer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's yours?
Blank looking mask. Your first one is Dion Phaneuf.
Dion Phaneuf. Oh, wow. He would be... Dion Phaneuf is... Quebec City carny looking mask. Like on
he works at La Ronde.
Yeah, like the one that the Gravitron that just rips and he's like crank and kiss.
Bon vite, allez sur le scrambler.
In the middle of it. With I Wanna Rock and Roll All Night playing all day.
or I Love Rock and Roll. Any song with the word rock in it.
I need to tee this up. I gotta tee
I Love Rock and Roll?
No, no. I'm going to rock and roll all night. And you're going to be...
Mama G, it's still a scrambler.
You're going to be him in the Gravitron asking if they want to go faster.
Okay. with a dart in his mouth?
Oh, for sure. Yes, 100%. Yes.
We've seen photographic evidence of Dion crushing darts.
Yes, yes. At a party.
Dart party.
Dart party. Okay, here we go. I'm going to get the jam going, and then you be the guy.
Okay, lay guys, deco lay guys, keep your hands inside the cart. Le Gravitron, c'est assez dangereux. It's pretty dangerous. Deco lay guys, veux-tu aller faster? Tu veux aller plus vite? Veux-tu aller plus vite? Encore plus vite? Veux-tu aller encore plus vite? Guys, you wanna go faster? Guys, I can make it. I can crank her up. Guys, you want me to open her wide up? Do you want to go wider again? Okay, I'll make it go faster.
Oh my God, Beckley, go faster.
Hey, card number 3, look, keep your hands inside the card, okay?
The one where they get stuck up the walls and they start going up.
Aww.
That one?
Can you imagine if the popular girl DJ got fired and he was working at La Ronde?
Yeah, he loves to things. Go.
Okay, guys, let go, lay guys.
He loves it. He's all greasy looking at the girls with all their clothes getting pulled up.
Allez, au prochain sur le tilt so early. Got the main set. Keep your hands inside.
He's also scouting for popular girl.
Oh, gross. He's maybe he hasn't cards. Been fired.
Giving out cards at the end to certain girls.
You know, I've been thinking about it. I only work 2 shifts a week at Popular Girl. I took a job on the side at La Ronde so I can scout for a girl to work at the place. That's so greasy.
Yeah.
Bonjour, merci le Gravitron.
It's Dion Phaneuf.
I work the Gravitron.
Oh, man. It's him.
Okay. Mon film out the lid, Dion. It's French. It's not Dion. It's Dion. Yeah.
Okay, we know Mike Duffy is probably on the darts, but what about his blank-looking mask?
Humpty Dumpty-looking mask. Mike Duffy is a commissionaire-looking mask. And you're going into an office building and you just want to drop an envelope on the 11th floor to your accountant. But this Mike Duffy looking mask in a commissionaire sweater is like, no, I can't let you do that.
Yes, that's it. He could work in any country, like in France or something. He'd have a beret on, be the same guy. Or like FIFA, the head of FIFA looking mask.
Or throw a mustache on that mask and he'd look like the Monopoly mask.
Yeah, for sure.
He would be, if he was a commissionaire, he'd be like, I really want to help you. I really do. But you see where my hands are tied here. I mean, I'm just a worker bee.
Yes. And he just.
Duffy, on the darts?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay, who's your next?
Cognac and darts.
Cognac, heavy duty.
Katie Lang.
Katie Lang.
Blank looking mask.
Yeah. Blank looking mask. Oh, man, that's tough. Katie Lang is working at Joe-looking mask.
Yep.
In the Loblaw Superstore.
Wow, Joe Fresh.
Yeah, Joe Fresh, helping you out with the kids getting the proper attire.
I'm going to tell you something. If you were at Joe Fresh and a Katie Lang-looking mask said, these dresses are really cute, you'd be like, okay, cool. Yeah,
exactly.
She just has style, man.
She sings so well, she just starts singing with the kid.
She's humming Constant Craving while fitting your kid in denim slacks.
You're like getting your mind blown. Like, how's this voice coming out of this girl? It's so big.
Have you ever met Katie Lang?
I think I have. I'm not sure. It's one of those things where, like, I've seen her perform many times.
Have you? Like Junos and stuff?
Yeah, like award shows and stuff. And I've always had huge admiration for her. Friends of mine have played with her and...
Unbelievable.
Like, she's the best. She's incredible. And I don't remember, like, I definitely, like, haven't hung out with her, but I might have, like, said hello. And I definitely would say hello because I respect her so much.
She has achieved a level of cool that very few, like, she's almost like Annie Lennox.
I think it's because, like, she's so talented, though. That's a thing. It's warranted by her talent. You know what I mean? Like, you just, she's so amazing that you can't, and she's a really nice person. She's not, like, you've never heard stories of her yelling at people or anything.
No. I read an article yesterday about Rick Astley, and I didn't realize that he had retired at the age of 27.
He really did.
Yeah, and his thing was, I had enough money, I had a new kid, and the music business wasn't what I thought. It wasn't about singing in front of people, it was about doing TV interviews in Belgium.
And he just shut her down.
Yeah, he shut her down. Isn't that kind of what Katie Lang did?
I think she just kind of changed a little bit, because she still does stuff.
But she's pretty selective, right? You don't see her much.
She does it her way, which is totally cool.
Rock and roll, man.
Yeah. Okay, who's next?
Rock and roll, that. Well, I just gave you Katie Lang. Is Katie Lang on the darts? I'm going to say yes.
I don't think so. Huh. I'm going to say no, no darts for some reason. But you never know.
Okay. I feel like I've seen a picture of her with her hair slicked back with a dart in her mouth.
Maybe. Yeah, you might be right.
Buds, we need confirmation of Katie Lang's on the darts. Who's next?
Okay. Don Lake.
Don Lake?
You know the actor who's... kind of, he was like a Canadian B actor. He's always in those Christopher Guest movies. He's kind of like a Jack, what's his name? Davies from Beachcombers looking
Jackson
map.
Davies kind of map?
Yeah.
I'm going to the Google.
Yeah, you gotta go. You'll go.
Oh, Don Lake.
Don Lake. Holy shit, Don Lake.
I didn't know Don Lake was Canadian.
Yeah.
You guys would know this map if you don't, if the name doesn't spring a bell.
His face will. From like 1970s on.
Who was he in Waiting for Guffman? Like the, he was the,
he always plays a pretty, like a kind of, wasn't he like the hotel guy or something?
Yeah, super nerdy straight guy. He was also on an episode of The Golden Girls. Don Lake. Don Lake took over. He's an optometrist looking mask.
Nice.
Who took over his dad's optometry outfit. and has decided, you know, but he's quick to tell you, like, you know, I mean, I went away and, you know, broke a few hearts and did my thing and liked to party back in the day. Like, he wants you to know that he's been there because he gets on paper, he's not, he's a pretty nerdy looking mask.
That's solid.
Don darts? Lake? No darts.
No darts, I'm going to say, too.
No darts.
So there you go. That's a good one, a deep one.
Really deep. Okay, you ready? Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. Oh. Seth Rogen is, like, definitely working at Menchie's looking mask.
What's Menchie's?
It's like a frozen yogurt chain.
Aw.
And he crushes it on his downtime because he's rolling blunts.
He is, isn't he? But is he on the nicotine darts?
I don't think so. I think it's just the weed darts.
Right, straight weed darts, though.
Yeah, Seth Rogen. Where do you think he would be working?
DMV? Seth Rogen is, I don't know if it's because I know what he does, but I was going to say he's one of those know-it-all movie store type masks.
I was going to say the same thing, but there's no movie store.
It's too close, right. He would have been working on, what was that place on Queen West?
Queen Video.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely had a, I don't know if he's hip enough to work at Queen Video, but definitely Blockbuster back in the day.
Yeah. Where he looks down his nose at anybody who's watching a film that doesn't have subtitles.
Really?
One of them
I
masks.
Would think it would be more like TNA and Porky's kind of fan. Right?
Like, dude, you got to see this one because someone hauls out their norts.
Yeah, he's like, okay, half-baked. He gives them that for, like, Friday night. Do it right.
Right. An Andrew McCarthy movie. Remember Mannequin?
Remember Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah.
I saw Mannequin in the theaters.
Gord's like, hey, Bernie, we should remake Weekend at Bernie's. I'll be over Friday.
And they're going to write it and everything. He's like, yeah, I'm coming over.
I've been working on it. It's a surprise. He's been working on it for months, and it's the worst idea ever.
That's when Bernie starts thinking, like, he might have to just go straight up with Bruce only.
Oh, dumps him as a client. Who's your next blank-looking math?
Will Arnett.
Will kinda, Arnett.
For some reason, I don't know why, but he kind of bugs me.
Does he? I get that, because he's definitely just a bit too tanned.
Yeah, right? Or one of those guys who, like, lost weight for the looks, you know, that thing.
Well, he also was with Polar.
Oh, that's right.
And it makes you wonder, like, how could that have gone sideways? I don't know anything about it, but I'm secretly Team Polar, and I don't know why. Why?
I have no idea. He's got that voice. It sounds like he does, like, 7 packs of darts a day, though.
Oh, on the darts, for sure.
100%, right?
I'm going to say Will Arnett looks like, if you needed something made a quick copy printing.
Quick copy.
He's the guy behind the counter there.
Nice.
And he's in a small town and probably could have done something else, but just kind of lazy. And moves slowly around behind the counter like he doesn't really care about your project. He gets paid by the hour and he's going to be there anyway.
Nice.
I think he's at that kind of looking math.
And maybe Eastside Mario's manager looking math?
Yeah, picks up a couple shifts at Eastside Mario's.
On the weekends?
What a sin. Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. On the darts for sure.
Yeah.
And like heavy darts.
Yeah.
And man, he's kind of got that creepy look a little bit.
Why is that?
Like, let's say like one of those jobs that you move around a bit. Maybe a UPS driving looking moth.
Oh, yeah.
Right? With the shorts.
Yeah.
Doesn't like it when you ask questions, but has a lot of questions for you.
Like Cable Guy meets Ace Ventura in real life, kind of.
Exactly, for sure. He looks real good in that UPS in the summer and the just ripping in and out, strong, can just fill the back, no problem. People don't realize how much work there is in that fucking job, right?
UPS?
Yeah, man.
Well, it's like packing, for Purelators.
Packing those trucks. That's why Andrea's got big, super strong arms.
Yeah, from chucking boxes around. I get more box than you, Laramie. Get off the couch.
How about if she rips on customers, like if it's something too heavy?
Yeah, you get over here and bring Rabbin' in, will you?
What if she thinks it's a big case of darts? Grabs a pack out for bumsies? Yeah.
Gonna have to skim off the top for you. She also, after her dad, Lloyd, can get hold of a bino.
Yeah, say what's for in sure. there. Okay, Rex Murphy.
Working at the desk nights and weekends in a motel.
Whoa.
And you go in ask. And he sighs, like, looks up from his encyclopedia that he's reading.
Oh my God, yeah.
Richard Simmons looking mask.
Yeah.
Because he has that Richard Simmons hair, right?
He totally does. Marty Feldman meets Richard Simmons looking mask.
Hard darts.
With has he stopped the darts, Gene or is it like Wilder. Still hard dart? Gene Wilder, looking like he's on the $5 bill, looking mask.
Well, I was gonna say Gene Wilford Wilder, Laurier circa
looking. Laurier yeah, looking.
Good one.
Yeah,
Wilfred Laurier looking mask.
Yeah,
I was gonna say he looks like Gene Wilder circa The Woman in Red. Remember?
Yes. And there's that classic photo of him with the fro from the early 80s.
Yeah.
In that greasy brown-orange suit.
Yeah, check out the poster for The Woman in Red. That's with Kelly LeBrock.
Yep.
That's a Rex Murphy-looking map.
That's like a 7 out of 10 Rex. And Wilfred Laurier on the 5 is like an 8 out of 10.
It's a solid 9. Rex.
Yeah, 9.
My dad
looks a little bit like Rex Murphy.
Really?
Well, he's got the blue eyes like that, but not like the scary mouth, kind of the bird mouth.
Peter, the situation in Fort Mac is indubitably one of the biggest... He uses huge words for no reason. Peter.
That's like, big, huge words.
We find ourselves on the precipice. I can't do a Rex Murphy. That's terrible.
Remember Jojo Chinto? You don't know him. He was a city guy. Toronto.
Was he?
Yeah.
No, but I remember Mark Daly.
Jojo Chinto would always he would always do the, bad murders and stuff in the city. He'd be like, abandoned warehouse on Orifice Road. Two bodies were found.
And make it sound kind of cool.
Yeah, in a way. Well, it's always chilling.
Drake.
Always on scene. Drake?
Drake's a blank looking Mac.
Drake.
Where do you roll in that Drake's working and you're like, oh, this guy.
Yeah. Drake works at Canada's Wonderland and he talks too much when he's...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When he's getting the stuff done at the front.
Yes. Taking it way too seriously.
You guys
going to
have a great day today? Big smile. You going to have a good time today?
But still right? Having fun with the ladies?
I don't know. More just kind of super talking about how positive your day is going to be. Like too much.
Like, you Muppets can get on the go-gator, Mom. You stay here with me, little wink.
Yeah, for sure.
Wearing track pants.
I don't picture him using, the big cool language as much. I'd say him be more kind of straighten it up a bit.
Jimmy from Degrassi?
Yeah, more like that, for sure.
More Jimmy from Degrassi than Drake.
Yeah.
Who's my last one?
I think that's it. Well, I can give you one more. Hold on. Easy. No problem. I had some classics here. Oh, Kim Coates.
Kim Coates works at... He's a Jiffy Lube looking map.
Jiffy Lube.
He's the guy who's like, leave it here. Give me the keys. We'll try to get to it this afternoon, but no guarantees, man. I'm drowning up here. I'm up to my armpits in this stuff.
Or manager at Popular Girl, working there.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Kim Coates is Canada's Larry from Three's Company. No, he's tougher than that. He's tough.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good actor, man.
He's doing the biker thing, right?
Hey, here's your last one.
I've never watched that Anarchy show, but I heard it's good.
Here's your last one. Jeremy Taggart.
Nice.
Blank looking Mac.
Nice guy at the bowling alley looking math.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good call. I was going to say research library at Western looking math. He's there. He's on a scholarship making some cake while he's studying.
Unbelievable. Hey, let's take a break while we wrap up this game of blank looking math.
I'm an Ann Murray looking math. We'll be right back.
That's right.
Let me ask you this right quick. You know what I mean?
Hey, Bernie.
76 jams.
Hey, Bernie, a boat sank and I wrote a song about it.
You mean the book on my desk last week I gave you?
Yeah, but I actually had the idea beforehand.
What's it about?
It's not about that 12 minutes.
I told you about, is it?
It's about 12 minutes. That's what it's about. It's like your musical vegetables, Bernie.
This is what I think
it
is.
Good he sounds.
You owe me a few Nanaimo bar squares. Hey, he thinks he's going to have to pay him in that. Don't worry, Bern.
Do you know what would be amazing?
You gave me the idea, but I'll pay you in pans of squares.
This is the scene in the movie of the week with me playing Lightfoot. Bernie has to tell Gord that Radio wants a radio edit of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes.
And he's so angry because it's an important story, well told, and they can't cut into the verse. Which verse do they want to cut, Bernie? The one about the cook? You can't cut that verse because he says, boys, it's been good to know you.
It's the cook verse.
What do they want to cut? The musty old Holland Detroit verse, Bernie? You can't cut that verse.
And he sends
he sends his edit, and it's like 7 seconds off the original.
Yeah.
He's like, this is all I can live with?
Yeah. Hey, Bernie, since it's going to be the 80s soon, what if we change freezing rain to acid rain just to keep it hip? That's a 76 jam.
It is.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Summertime Dream, probably one of your favorite records.
Yeah. It is, I remember the Rio Statics in Bedini's book, he talks about how they covered that song and some nights it just like it didn't happen because it kind of has, it's bigger than any band that tries to take it on.
Yeah.
And the situation and the setting and the mood has to be right because it can feel like a marathon or it can feel like you linger on every note.
Yeah, you're having a good time.
It's that kind of tune.
For sure. Because once the train's going in a bad speed, it's not happening.
Yeah. It's like you can tell in the first sip of the liquor which side of her you're going to come down on. The same with Edmund Fitzgerald.
76 jam. Burton Cummins going solo. Stand tall, bud.
Good jam. Is that on the soundtrack to the TNT movie?
Definitely.
Because I know we played Stand Tall before.
When we have a fight, like the only fight ever, we're actually like...
I'm like, ugh, get back here, you big lug. I can't stay mad at you.
You go to Tim Hortons, or I go there, and that was over the fact that you wanted a Starbucks. And I made the mistake of getting you a Tim Hortons.
Can I get you a double-double? And I hear the word double and think, double. Right, double.
I can't stay mad at you.
Get back in the car. You pecker.
This is playing. Well, he's like, let's go. And the song does all the talking for them.
Let's go, you pecker. Good jam.
It is human pride, Jonathan.
That's all it is.
I'm
That's
sorry.
All it is.
Here's $10 on a Star Cups card, a Starbucks card.
Look, I feel like I've been a grande idiot. Where did I see recently, and it made me laugh so hard.
What?
Somebody said you put Bueller on, when they ask at Starbucks what your name is, you say Bueller. And then when they announce your drink, you don't get it.
Oh, no.
Come on. That's funny. Bueller.
If somebody did that to me, I'd be so pissed
Bueller.
Off.
I know. Yeah. But it would take you 3 or 4 Buellers before you're like, okay, wise guy.
Like, yeah. I don't know if I could say it even once. No.
Bueller.
Yeah. Jeez.
Stand tall. What else happened in 76?
This one. Good old John Sebastian.
Wait, so it was a song before it was a theme song?
Well, this was an album by John Sebastian. I don't think the show came out for a while, or was it for the show? Did the show come out in 75? 76
I don't know.
Is possible.
I don't know.
I know this album more than the show, although I do consider myself a fan of Welcome Back, Kotter as well.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Who do? The Sweat Hogs. On
it
the
was,
darts.
Yeah, it was 75 to 79.
Yeah, there you go. So it was for the show.
Gabe Kotter returns to his old high school, this time as a teacher. He's put in charge of a class full of unruly remedial students called the Sweat Hogs. They're a bunch of wisecracking, underachieving, incorrigible students, and it takes all of Mr. Kotter's humor and experience as a former Sweat Hog himself to deal with his class. That's a premise.
Gabe Kaplan on the darts?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, like during rehearsals on stage, for sure.
When he's playing poker with the crew backstage?
For sure. Gabe, you took me for another 5.
You guys.
Ah, come on. Great show. Great premise and great song.
Little fog hat. How about these are some good times? 76, you were just getting right into things.
In life?
Yeah. You were just like walking and talking and breaking shit.
I had my first talk show in 76.
Yeah, imagine.
I was in the front yard in my playpen, and so the legend goes, the postman would get in there with me and we'd just sit and party.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean he'd get in the playpen?
Yeah. I was interviewing masks.
So he'd be like, so how long have you been doing the route?
Yeah.
What, did it deliver anything interesting today, Conrad? Yeah.
What if you, like, what if you're tired, or, like, what if you pull a hammy? Or, like, what if,
what if you're not feeling it? What if you're not feeling it?
What do you do? What, do you double shoulder it, or do you have your, a bag shoulder? Like, how do you do that?
How is your shoulder, that one?
Yeah.
How is your back, anyway?
Here's how would you say you are at the art of making conversation?
What?
Would you say you're good at the art of making conversation?
I'd say I'm okay. I think this podcast probably wouldn't do anything if we didn't know something about it.
Yeah, that's true.
How about this jam? The Liars Club. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
So they were just rivals.
Well, I think they, yeah, they patched things up in the 90s. But yeah, it was probably ugly for a while. Imagine I'll be Burton Cummins and you ask me about how's Randy's doing.
Hey, do you ever talk to Randy anymore? Or, like, did that end civilly, or?
Well, I just had a song come out last week, I think it was, Stand Tall, and that's kind of what I've been focused on, and that's a hit. I'm pretty sure that's a hit. But I'm when, on my like, own, with, I'm doing it by myself.
But do you ever talk to Randy? Like, you might, do you ever see him around? Or?
Well, I mean, the chart, it's probably, I mean, it's heat-seeking. It was number 16 with a bullet last week. So this week, I don't, you know, I'm probably going to be at a top 10 within at least 2-3 weeks. Biggest hit
when
of the summer,
when was the last
maybe.
Time you talked to Randy Bachman, though?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be doing the Guess Who stuff for a bit. I'm going to kind of just go my own ways. I've been seeing my hair and my mustache around too much.
Do you ever talk to Randy Bachman, though, or?
Who is this guy you're talking about?
Oh, okay. I get it.
And now Randy, when you talk, ask about Burton.
Hey, Randy, do you ever, do you ever see Burton? Like, what's the status of your friendship, or?
Well, he actually just called me about an hour ago asking me for $1 million, and, I just told him I couldn't come up with it at the moment. I'm just busy, and I know he's really asking for a lot of problems. Apparently, he's got some houses that are in disarray, and he's got a business that failed. Also heard he's been asking to try and get movie roles. He's trying to do that kind of stuff, and it's just not working out for him. So,
have you heard Stand Tall?
Yeah, I heard that it actually was probably... maybe gonna seem to do well, but then it fell right off. The phones aren't ringing at the radio station, so I don't think it's gonna do very well for him. It's probably his worst hit ever.
It's funny because I was just talking to Burton, and he said it's like heat seeking, or I think that was the term he used.
Yeah, he was talking. Well, he's on a medication that if you take it, it kind of, you know, you say things that don't really happen.
He's actually right here. I'm going to put him on the phone. Was Randy living in Winnipeg when they broke up?
I think so, yeah. I think they were always based out of there.
Like, wouldn't they see each other at the Forks?
Not on. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that was when Burton said, forget it, I'm moving to L.A. Because remember he had that interview? He's like, I've been in L.A. for 6-7 years. And when he's talking about seeing, like, Fred Astaire at the laundry place getting my laundry done, and there's Steve McQueen, and he's like, hey, how you doing, Burton? It's just normal for me now.
Must have been tense.
Well, the breakup?
Yeah.
Well, it happened like on stage at the Fillmore. He just like bailed.
Randy or Burton?
Randy.
Man. He was like, you know what? I've had it.
Yeah. I'm done. You guys go on.
I guess he just hit a breaking point with that kind of stuff. The maths.
Sorry, bunch of maths. I'm going solo with my brother. How about this
jam? Okay, guys,
76?
Keep your hands inside the Gravitron, okay? We don't want to lose a limb. I don't want to get sued for losing a limb. It'll be my job on the line.
I could just see him like bumming darts on the way out, just taking them from kids.
Aww.
Dion.
Like old school Smokes Let's Go styles.
Yeah, and all he does is the crashed ice. He doesn't skate, like play hockey.
And he doesn't even say anything.
Does that downhill crashed ice stuff.
He doesn't even say anything. He just like holds his hands out to get the darts.
Yeah.
And kids know. My friend Jarrett was on the Ferris wheel at the Bill Lynch shows with Bill Lynch Midway, which is the East Coast version of the old East Coast version
of Conklin.
The fair.
Yeah.
And he looked down and saw a carny making out with a teen girl on a crushed cardboard box on a garbage pile.
That's greasy.
It's kind of symbolic, though.
Yeah, no, that's like the carny way.
They do get good tans, though, those carnies.
Have you ever seen a carny with full set of teeth? Like in the good ones?
While I recognize that is a horrible cliche.
No, it's not. Because I'm talking about you have to go to the ones that where they're on the road with them.
Their teeth are on the road with them?
No, the carnivals that travel and they're like on site in a little tiny trailer, like that carny. That kind of, I'm not talking about like the kid who does it for the weekend in the summer.
But if you look closely, there's one gorgeous trailer and that's where the guy who runs the show stays.
Yeah, for sure.
There's one big, like, Mackie size style fifth wheel.
I would assume that the guy who is the leader is kind of like the most hardcore carny and is just as greasy.
He's like a Bob. What was his name in Jessica Rabbit?
Like
Bob Hoskins?
Yeah, there you go.
Like one of those little masks.
Or yeah, like Danny DeVito in Taxi behind the
exactly.
The wire. That kind of mask.
Danny DeVito looking mask.
Yeah.
Running the show.
Running the show, calling the shots, getting all mad at everybody all the time.
Let's take a break on TNT 76 and we'll be right back to wrap her up.
Would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!
Who's at the door?
Don't even friggin' worry about it, Laramie. It's for me.
It's nice to see your face again.
You sure you want to be alone with this Antonio Banderas looking mask?
Frig off, Laramie. I just need a moment's peace, okay? A bit of privacy with Salvatore.
All right.
Andrea, do you want to see me again?
Salvatore, I have some scary news. Remember that one time we said we just this once? Well, I'm late.
What are you talking about? You're late. Do you have an appointment or something?
No, I'm afraid I have a friggin' bun in the oven.
Would you like a sausage for him?
Pecker, it's not supposed to be funny. How can I spell this out for you in standard English? I'm friggin' Prego. Isn't the best show in history or the worst? I can't decide.
Bye.
But all I want in the world is to make it. Talk to you next week, bud.
Hey, bud. Boom, gong, gang, go, ding, gong, ju, bong, bounce, do, da, doom, bam, bam, tick, a, doom, down,